Welcome to Bad Therapy number 17.
Number 17?
Number 17.
Naughty.
Welcome to Bad Therapy episode 17.
Welcome back. Today's pod is the struggle bus. The struggle bus.
Like, I'm sorry, is Mercury in fucking retrograde or
dude,
what?
Mercury's been in Gatorade for like the last 3 days.
It's like red Gatorade, dude, the nastiest Gatorade.
I actually love red Gatorade. Ew, what Gatorade do you like?
Blue?
Blue?
Green?
What
white?
Natural thing can you think of that's blue?
What can you think of that's red?
An apple. A cherry.
Fruit punch tastes like vomit, but maybe that's just because that's what I would drink
it's
when I was sick.
It's not fruit punch, is it? Yeah.
Yes, that's what red is.
I like it.
Blue's like glacier cherry. Like, what the fuck does that mean? But anyway. Anyways isn't a word, FYI.
It's not?
It's anyway.
I hate you. Madison's been in a mood all night. We've been bickering like an old married
we're
couple.
Literally siblings.
We literally are. We're an old married couple, and we're not going to do this right this second, but you've probably seen by the title, we're going to be playing the newlywed game at some point. But first, we're going to catch up. So
cheers to the newlyweds. That's us.
We are newly married.
I'm just pushing her buttons today.
She is. And you know what's so annoying is she says that it's so easy to push my buttons. And so then she just does it more and more and more, which is so annoying.
It's honestly so rude of me.
It's super rude.
But like, I was born a button pusher. I'll die a button pusher. It's just something, it's just in my blood. Like, it brings me pure joy to watch you get so frustrated.
That's honestly the
my sister used to get so mad and frustrated with me for pushing buttons that she would start hitting me with a broom. Like, she wouldn't let me come downstairs. She'd stand at the bottom of the stairs with a broom.
So what makes you want to bully people for your enjoyment?
I don't know. I just, like, I literally can't help it.
It makes you feel better about yourself?
Damn, it sounds really shitty when you put it like that. Sounds like I'm a real a fucking one bitch when you put it like that. But
is it just sometimes?
No, it's just like I'm a button pusher.
Yeah,
the button pushers get it.
Yeah,
and the people whose buttons are easily pushed.
Yeah, I get it. Listen, I'm an easily triggerable person and it brings people joy, but for me it's not fun.
Okay, but like, let's be real, I'm not like mean.
No,
not like aggressively.
Although
pushed.
Tonight you've been on a roll with your sass. She's been level 10.
I walked in and she was putting her hair up and she's like, I don't know what I want to do with my hair tonight. I don't even know what to do with my hair tonight. Like,
yeah,
for no reason.
Just
came at her out of left pocket.
Just to be a dick.
Out of left pocket? Is that what it is?
Out of left field. Why every time we film, we have one brain cell? Yeah, okay, let me tell you why, actually. Because we both work full time. And every time we film, it's like by the hair on our chinny chin chin getting us to sit down and actually
bro, it's 11 o'clock on a Wednesday right now.
Yeah,
like, we are
work
struggling.
In the morning. I leave for Vietnam in 3 days.
She's literally out of nowhere. Her boss is like, we're going to Vietnam for a week, by the way.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
Uh-huh.
We're like, oh, good thing we have 7 podcasts we have to film. And
yeah, before I leave tomorrow.
She literally has a concert that she's performing
yeah,
at.
Yeah, my like, first live performance the night before I leave to go 22-hour plane ride away.
Yeah.
But it's okay because, like I said, I think I said this in the last pod, it's the era of saying yes to things. So,
and congratulations, by the way. Like, that's huge.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Literally,
I'm a little nervy, but
second week on a new job and they're asking you to fly internationally to film for them. That's
I know,
a huge accomplishment.
It's pretty cool.
You're that girl.
I'm nervous. I'm feeling all of the feels. Lately, life has just been full of change and it's been a little bit traumatizing in like the best way because I know that I'm growing and I know that change causes growth.
It's uncomfortable.
And it's uncomfortable as fuck. Everything in life has been so uncomfortable lately. Every new interaction I've had, everything just is so new.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so finally comfortable where I was that this new era is uncomfortable.
And
for
you have
sure.
So much to learn, like with all the things that you're doing too.
I'm officially back to square one.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest thing with change is like going from having it all figured out and having the answers and having like a path to then going back to starting over, which it's not starting over, right? You level up, but then it's like when you are playing a video game, and this is such a dumb analogy, but you finish the level and then you go to the new level and
you
then
defeat
you're
the boss and then you're
and yeah. Then you're back at square one, but yeah. At a different level.
And like, you know, they say you should never be the smartest person in the room. You should
right.
Never be the best at your job in the room because if you are, you're in the wrong fucking room.
Yeah. And that's truly like from my last job to this job, it's just different, but I've been surrounded by for the last like 2 years, people that have got it figured out and people that know way more than me, like always being a student of the game is what I like to say. You're always learning. You're always striving to learn a new skill, or exactly like you said, not being the most knowledgeable person in the room.
I mean, if you're at the top, that's your sign from the universe that it's time to go be at the bottom
level
again.
Up. Yeah, yeah. Which is such a weird way to
it's
look at it.
It's kind of shitty. It's like, yeah. Please let me just enjoy my
moment.
Yeah,
can't I
like,
just enjoy it? But then there's because there's something better in store. So if you finally do make it to the top and you're at the top and that's where you stay, then just know that's where you're meant to be. But if something new comes along, take the opportunity because it's time to level up, bitch.
And you're like allowed to be happy and savor it and enjoy yeah. like your success in something. But just don't ever like stop striving yeah. for more, because you will get bored. You will get right. complacent.
Well, for me, I wasn't really given the option to like stay and savor the moment, you know, like
you it like was, liked it. And then they were like, bye, bitch.
I like, was like, I like it here. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, but here's a different opportunity. And if you say no, you could potentially fuck your whole life up. So you might as well say yes.
And now look at you 2 weeks later going to Vietnam, like on a very important, they are trusting you with something huge.
Oh, let's not talk about that.
She's like, oh, fucking, thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, no, it's going to be something
and
really
Hong
special.
Kong and Boston and like all of these trips that they want to bring Korea. You on. Because they respect your craft and they respect what you're able to bring to their new
yeah,
company.
Yeah, it's cool to be acknowledged and trusted. For sure, especially so early on.
Don't fuck it up.
I would love if you didn't say that.
Button push. I'm button push.
She's button pushing. But then on the other hand, Madison has been having a week and a half. And would you like to talk about
she
that?
Fucking, she played the Uno reverse card right there. By the way, I know she's not going to fuck it up. Otherwise, I wouldn't say that. Yeah, Mercury is Gatorading for me hard. Mm-hmm. I'm at that point, like kind of where we were just talking about, where I feel complacent and I feel unmotivated and I just feel like I'm ready for something new.
Which is so funny because we literally just started this podcast and like you're totally doing something new.
Yeah.
I think sometimes when you're in a transitional phase in life and you're not quite sure where you're going yet, or you feel the way you feel, it's because things are happening behind the scenes that you can't see yet. Just because it hasn't come to fruition doesn't mean that it's not happening.
Totally.
And it doesn't mean that the pieces aren't falling into place. And that's kind of where you just have to trust that things are working out for you and look at the positive in the meanwhile, because just like me, this was me probably this time last year and maybe not even that long ago again. Like I go through phases like this and then something just one day will present itself to you, you know?
Totally. And that's my problem, is like I like instant gratification. Yeah. So for this delayed gratification, like these long ongoing things, it's kind of hard
for me.
And
just not knowing, like
yeah.
feeling a discomfort or feeling a sense of uncertainty in something that you were certain about previously, which is your job. Like you've been super, I mean, you haven't always like loved your job, but you've been pretty certain that that's what you want to do for a while because it's yeah. been something that you've enjoyed and something you've been really good at. And maybe you're growing and you're changing just like what happens in life. And if that's how you're feeling, like we talked about this on the last podcast, then something new will greet you on the horizon.
It's around the corner. I just have to like accept it and open the door.
Yep. And when the timing's right, that'll come to you and you don't need to stress about it. You don't need to overthink it. You don't need to worry about it. Just like stop and smell the roses in the meanwhile, because you know, like this is my thing on life, is everything comes to a head at some point. And you know, when you're going through, like, let's say you're going through a breakup, but your career is doing really well. And you always wishing when you're going through that breakup, you're wishing that you were going through something in your career.
Right.
And vice versa. Like, so your relationship is super solid and you're having maybe a career question but there's always something to be grateful for. And it's the cycle of life. Like there's always an area of life that doesn't always feel complete.
Yeah. Everything can't just be perfect all the time.
But yeah,
absolutely.
But it's just, there's always, no matter what time of your life, or like if we would go back 6 months from now, there would have been a different struggle that you were dealing with that you overcame and that you got through, and now it's just a new struggle,
something else. Yeah.
And then 6 months from now it'll be something different.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
And like if it was a different struggle, like a relationship struggle, I would wish it was a career struggle.
Yeah.
Like it's always has to be something. Absolutely. Yeah. And if you're stagnant and you're not feeling any of those things, and it's kind of like,
yeah,
what's going on?
And it always feels like as life progresses, like the struggles get harder and harder. But really, if you think back to like, I can think back to 2 years ago when life was just crumbling at the seams for me and everything felt so terrible, because it kind of was. Like I really didn't have a lot going for me and this and that. But like now the struggles that I'm going through are actually great struggles.
They're
but
just different struggles.
They feel,
yeah.
They're just different, but they feel just as tumultuous.
They're just,
you know,
as big. They're just as they're in your just, face, because it's your present.
Yeah.
Right? Like you can't put yourself in those shoes because that was 2 years ago. You can barely even remember what that feels like.
Yeah.
And that's also something to keep in mind. Like if you're going through a really hard time or you're feeling like shit is really out of place, just remember that in 6 months or a year, you're not going to feel like that.
Yeah.
You might be on to the next fucking thing that sucks for sure, but you'll be through that a struggle that's immediately in your face that's kind of blinding you.
Which is why it's so important to just remember, I love the saying, like, to stop and smell the roses. Or I saw someone say the other day, it was like the quote that I'm trying to think of. I can't remember specifically what it said, but it was essentially alluding to the fact of, like, we're always wishing for the next best thing. And we think about, like, how grateful we'll feel when we have that, but we forget about all that we have to be grateful for right in this present moment.
And it's always going to be like that if that's how you feel.
And it's always going to be like that. And another thing that whenever, because I have always struggled with anxiety, so whenever I was learning about how to overcome that, it was like, tomorrow doesn't exist and what happened yesterday also doesn't exist. So right now in this present moment is literally all that exists.
It's the only thing that exists.
And the only time you have anxiety is when you're thinking about the future, and the only time you have depression or you're sad is when you're thinking about the past.
Yeah.
So just try to be present and block out all of the external voices in your head or events or people or things that you might be stressed about, because what you are doing right in this present moment is all that is real.
And that's like so incredible, because you're absolutely right. If you're so focused on what's going to happen or what happened, you're not where you're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of my biggest issues with my anxiety, is that I'm such a goal-driven person. I'm such a motivated person.
You're always thinking like
when I have tunnel vision. Yeah. And so I'm always like, I have to have something that I have to be laser focused on, and I have to be doing the best at it. And if I'm not, I feel a little bit lost. I feel a little bit incomplete, you know, whether that be real estate or bodybuilding or whatever goal that I'm going to be the best at. Mm-hmm. When I don't have that, I have a really hard time on focusing on what's right in front of me and being able to enjoy just like the simplicities of life and just slow down and be happy.
Well, you're definitely the type of person that, and it's really good to be goal driven and to think about, what do I want down the road? What does my future look like? What can I strive for? But you're the type of person that puts too much emphasis on that. And you need to like learn that it's okay to slow down. And like some days when you don't do very much, or when you don't have very much motivation or ambition or goals, like you're doing the best that you can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
Like I don't have 100 tasks for the day that I have to.
And that's okay. Like some days we need to be give ourselves more grace than other days. Other days we can conquer the world and do more, and then other days we can't. And I think beating yourself up on those days is so toxic for yourself, because it teaches yourself that you're not like being alone with yourself, or having an off day is not a safe place.
Mm-hmm. And you don't always have the same energy. Like,
yeah. And like, if you're not a safe place for yourself, then where is your safe place?
This was like a big thing I talked about with my therapist, is like being someone whose self-worth and value is based on their achievements and what they can present to what they have done and what they have accomplished.
I'm that way too. I was telling you the other night, like for anyone that doesn't know or hasn't listened to the other pods, like I actually got admitted into a hospital, mental hospital, on suicide watch once. And when I was doing the group therapy sessions, they were discussing like the six elements of your life that kind of pertain to your mental health and where your self-worth originates from on that spectrum. And some people need certain areas more to feel their self-worth. And mine was actually like career and goal. Like
and like achievements. And awards and exactly like tangible
and
stuff
so
that
when
you can
I,
show.
When I, during that time I wasn't working, it was during COVID to be fair, but I also like didn't have a career path set up. Like I didn't know what I was doing with my life. Like I just felt kind of like a piece of shit.
Just floating around.
Like and I knew I wasn't that. And just because I hadn't found what I was doing yet doesn't mean that I was a loser, but it's so easy, especially if you're like you and I who put so much of their self-worth on that, which it's so funny. The more I do and the more successes I do have, the less I put on.
Less it matters.
The less I put weight on it. And the more I realize that it actually doesn't change that much. Like I'm still the same exact person.
And the people who love you no matter what.
And I was talking to someone the other day and they all of a sudden, it was some guy that wanted to all of a sudden take me on a date that I liked like 2 years ago.
After he saw everything.
And he didn't want to date me 2 years ago. And then all of a sudden he's like, I really want to take you out, or can we go get coffee? And I remember saying to him, I was like, what's different now besides the fact that like I'm noticeably doing more, because I'm still the same exact person.
Yeah. And I still deserved it then.
And I deserved it then. But now I have like what more to show for. Like it like triggered me. Like I get it. Yes. That's more attractive what I'm doing now. Like I'm more ambitious on the outside, but I always was on the inside. I just wasn't sure what I was doing yet or how to achieve that, you know? And I feel like I get it, but it was triggering to me because I think back to that girl who was just as
still
deserving,
love.
The same exact person, same intelligence, same everything. Like, but it wasn't good enough then. But
and
now
it just
that
didn't line up yet.
Yeah. But now that I have like something to show for myself, now you're interested in me. How about no?
Well, this is the problem with like relationships, especially I feel for people who have really made it and are really wealthy and haven't really found their family or their loved ones mm-hmm. yet, because it's really hard to find people who actually appreciate you for who you are when all they see is your accomplishments.
Yeah. And maybe that's a bit of it too, because it's like, you didn't see me who I was then, and now what's the difference? And he was like, you're not the same. I was like, I am though. And
you just didn't even give me a chance.
If you don't know that, then you obviously don't know me very well, or you didn't know me then.
Yeah.
And it's not like you know me better now. Like, we've had the same amount of interactions.
And people that really love you are going to love you regardless. From you being a homeless person and having absolutely nothing, or you being a billionaire.
Your accolades, your dollar amount, like none of that will matter. Obviously it's important, especially to someone that wants to be with someone that's ambitious, but you can tell when a person has ambitions and is ambitious before they've made it. You can tell when someone has drive,
who they are,
wants to do something and has intelligence and has this, rather than someone that doesn't give a fuck about their life, doesn't want to go further or do anything with their life. Like, you can see the difference even when they haven't achieved it yet.
But that's like if you take the time to get to know someone, because a lot of people want to see what's on paper mm-hmm. and see if that's good enough mm-hmm. and if it's not, then they're going to move on to the next one.
Which, don't get me wrong, I understand that way of thinking, especially like, we're not here to waste our time, but I guess in the scenario that I'm speaking of, it's like, I feel like he did know me pretty well mm-hmm. It's not like we just met and was like, we were like,
also like, what was he expecting of you?
I don't know, but yeah, anyways,
we're all in our young 20s, like, it's all good, everyone's figuring it out.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I was what, 23 during that time period, like, what? And I dated someone else, like, who I can think of, who was like, are you just gonna switch career paths every couple years?
You're literally 19 years old,
a child, thinking like, oh my god, maybe I'm not doing anything,
maybe
with
I'm
my
not
life.
Good enough.
My whole point of bringing this up on the pod and talking about this is like, no matter where you are right now in life, like, you're gonna be fine and you're gonna be okay.
Totally.
And don't put so much weight on like what people around you are doing and what you haven't accomplished yet
or what they think of you,
because I remember the days, and it wasn't even that long ago, where I was like, I know I'm capable of so much more, but I haven't accomplished it yet, I haven't done it yet. And you start to doubt yourself, and that's the like worst thing you can do, because if you don't believe in yourself, who else is supposed to believe in you?
Totally. And that's kind of how I've been feeling like this week specifically, is that I know that my insecurities are all internal mm-hmm. and everything is coming from how I feel. I know mm-hmm. that no one that actually loves me, no one in my life feels that way about me.
Right.
And so that's how I know it's all coming from my mental state. But like, that will manifest into your life if 100%. You let it. If you don't like
energy,
adjust your mindset to the fact that you are good enough and you can do it, and you're more than your accomplishments. You are who you are as a person. Mm-hmm. You know, you can be pretty unhappy. And I was listening to a story the other day, actually, like, someone who knows people who are pretty well off. And his friend was telling him, you know, he got to a place where he had the biggest house, he had the best cars, he had been very successful with his businesses, and he was just so alone in this house, surrounded by people, but not people who cared, not people who actually loved him or actually knew him, and would have traded it all in a second for people who actually loved them and cared about them. Yeah. And those are the people that you start from day one with, who are going to get with you where you need to be or where you deserve to be and actually stick with you.
Yeah. Like you and me, baby. Started from the bottom. Now we here.
Happy 60K, by the way.
Oh, yes. We just say it's 60K on TikTok. Snap, 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 snappity, snap, snap. And for those of you that are wondering why there's a whiteboard on the couch right now, it is not just decor. We are going to be playing a game. I already told you, the newlywed game, but somehow towards me and Madison, who are not married nor newlyweds.
We're basically married.
Pretty much. And we started this podcast.
Podcast?
We started this podcast off a little deep, but I want to transition into a bit of a more fun, silly, goofy topic.
We want you guys to get to know us a little better and just like have
and
some
our friendship
fun. Yeah.
Just some goofs
Ask
and
Ask some
gaps.
Questions, tell some stories.
Do some would you rather.
We went off on a tangent there at the beginning, but like, when do we not?
Truly. And honestly, like, I think this podcast is great because it's like therapeutic for us to just get shit off of our chest. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of the things that we feel and we go through, because we're human, it's like a human experience. I know for me, when I hear other people talk about their struggles, it makes me feel better. So if anyone is struggling or happens to be relating to anything we're talking about, like, I hope that anything we say kind of helps guide you. It's easier to talk about what people should do than when it pertains to you.
Right.
It's easy to give advice, right?
Yeah.
And we've been working, both of us, very hard on taking our own advice, because we can sit here and tell you guys all day long what we think you guys need to do to overcome this, this, and that. But it is hard. It's a lot easier said than
done. No, it's funny. We'll like come at each other when one of us is doing something that like doesn't.
We just talked about this. It doesn't on the podcast.
Like yeah. come across the way we talk on the podcast. And we're like, you should probably go watch episode 7. Like, yeah. get back to me.
But
like,
we have been. I yeah. have been. You have
yeah,
been.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, all the self-pity and wallowing and bullshit that I felt today, like, I'm allowed to feel that. It's okay. Now I can let it go.
Yeah.
I can come on here. We can all relate. Everybody feels like shit about themselves sometimes.
Especially when Mercury's in Gatorade.
Yeah, super Gatorade. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go home and sleep for 8 hours and wake up and get the fuck over it and move yeah. on.
And tomorrow's a new day, and it always will be.
Yes, it is. Let's get it, newlywed.
Okay. We're rebranding the Newlywed Game to the Allie and Mad Game.
Allie and Mad Game.
So for those of you that have never seen or heard of this game, because Madison apparently lives under a rock and didn't know what it was.
I didn't know about J-Lo. I don't know about nothing.
So Newlywed Game. So there's a question. We present it. Whoever has the whiteboard writes down the answer and the other person answers it, but it's about the other person. So for example, like, what is Allie's favorite color? I would write down my favorite color. Madison would answer it. And if her answer matches what I wrote on my whiteboard, then she would get a point. And then we switch, and then whoever has the most points at the end of the round, we'll do like how many, like 5 each.
Yeah.
Whoever has the most points wins.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, so first question.
Kind of nervous. I don't want to like roast her.
Who takes longer to get dressed, Allie or Mad?
All right, so we do it at the same time uh-huh. or?
So you say your answer and then I show mine.
It's fucking Mad for sure.
Mad for sure.
So Mad.
Okay, so.
The other night we were getting ready to go out. She's like in sweatpants and like a sweatshirt. I'm doing full beat, and it was like an hour later, and she's like, are we going? I'm like, yeah, probably.
Yeah, I was like, why are we getting ready right now?
She's like, I guess I just didn't think I looked that bad. I'm like, you don't. Damn, did I?
I had like no makeup on, like literal sweatpants.
Literally, I'm like gluing fake eyelashes on.
Like, who the fuck am I going to see that I'm going to give a shit about?
Yeah, I know.
Literally
I just
nobody.
I like to just feel good.
I get
good,
it.
Feel good.
Some nights you feel that way, and some nights you know that was a night where I really just did not
did
care.
Not give a shit.
But I am glad that I eventually changed into jeans.
Put some pants on. Mm-hmm.
What is one adjective that best describes Allie?
Adjective?
And I'm going to write what I think you would say, like describing word.
I know what a fucking adjective.
I can think of two. One of them is going to make me sound really conceited, but it's something that you refer to me a lot as, so.
I don't know what you're thinking of. Oh my God, this is hard. There's so many that like come to my mind originally. Do I go first?
Yeah.
Tiny? No way! Yes!
See?
Are we married?
We are married.
That's how you know we're locked the fuck
Wait,
in.
Why am I giving myself a point?
These yeah, excuse me. What the fuck? That's just, 2 for 2.
Me just giving myself Madison's
points. Damn, you're a little tiny one.
Uh-huh. At first I wrote small and then I was like, wait, no, she calls me tiny.
Tiny. You're tiny.
Okay.
I almost said like stylish, fashionable.
That's really nice.
But that's like not how I describe you.
For sure. That's why I was like tiny.
You're the tiny little pill boy.
I'm tiny.
I like this game.
Uh-huh. This one's an easy one. If you get this wrong, prison.
Jail.
Who is more obsessed with getting the tiniest details right?
Allie? I be telling stories with some twists and turns that never happened. Editing the podcast, so I'm like sneezing. I'm like, you can leave that in. No, it's fine. You're very detail oriented for specific things for sure.
Yeah. Very like I'm thinking like as far as like detail goes, mm-hmm. you're like not about to do the tedious shit.
Yeah, I don't care that much.
Whereas
for
like
sure.
tedious things, like I'm your girl.
Damn, I'm whooping your ass.
Hey, we haven't started yet.
What do you
mean? My turn. Well, you get to go and then I get to answer yours. Like,
those points are valid.
Oh, I guess if you get it wrong, then I would get a point. I was just thinking we would switch. I do 5 questions, you do 5 questions.
No, I think if I get it wrong, you get a point.
Okay, well, we still do 5. So right now
yeah,
you're whooping
5
my
each.
Ass. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still whooping your ass.
Okay, but I'm giving you easy fucking questions.
Give me a tough one. Let's
Should
go.
I give you a tough one. If Allie had to eat one food for the rest of her life, what would it be? And hold on, let me write it down before you guess.
This is a tough one because there's so many foods.
I don't even know
like.
If you know this about me, but it's like just something that I could eat whenever, all the time.
There's multiple things that I feel like it could be. Like I want to say mac and cheese and peas, but I feel like that wouldn't be all the time.
Uh-huh. That is a good answer though.
I know. All right, I'm ready.
Okay.
Bagels?
No, pizza.
Pizza? Mm-hmm. I never fucking see you eat pizza.
I know. That's why I was like, she's
tell me one time.
I don't eat pizza that much. Maybe that's why
she's literally never ate pizza in front of me. This is this is fucking blasphemy. That was a bold-faced lie.
That's not a lie.
Allie, tell me one time that you ate a pizza around
me. I don't know if I ever have. That doesn't mean that's not true. Love pizza.
I mean, who doesn't? But like,
that's what I'm saying. You can, if I had to pick one food to eat for the rest of my life, pizza.
Damn. All right, well, we're playing hardball now. Let's fucking go.
Okay. Here's another hard one. If Allie went to the grocery store, what two items would she come home with that weren't on the list?
This is impossible. The grocery store is a huge fucking place.
Okay. What's one thing that she would come home with that's not on the list?
The grocery store?
Come on. This one's easy.
It is?
Yeah.
Wine? Nice! Fuck yes. Let's go, baby. I was going to say telescopic mascara, but like I feel like that's not a grocery store thing. What is Mad's most repeated phrase or sentence?
Oh my God, you have so many. Oh my God.
This has been like my hot one. This has like been pretty consistent for a bit now. Probably my most used. I'll give you a hint that it's... I obviously have a lot of catchphrases. Mm-hmm. That's kind of my thing. Mm-hmm. This has been the one that I've probably said every single day to you for the last, I don't know, 6 weeks.
Something that I want to say, but I just don't think that you've said it every day for the last 6 weeks. You need a lobotomy? Dude, that was the only thing
in my head. It literally says you need a lobotomy, ver fucking beta.
You know what's funny? That before you even gave me the hint, that's what I wanted to say. I should have just said it. I just refused to lose.
I literally say that every 7 minutes now, ever since we had the lobotomy podcast.
That's so funny. I can't believe I got that.
Like verbatim too. This Expo marker eats ass.
Well, use it like a normal person.
Just good job, Allie. That was a pretty good one.
Thank you. I knew it from like the first second too. I just didn't want to say it. I swear that was the only thing I could think of.
Okay. What's Mad's go-to karaoke song?
I'll let you finish writing just so like I know they know we're not cheating, but I think I know this.
I mean, I literally sing it every time.
I don't think, first of all, I think I've only seen you sing karaoke twice, but I'm gonna say Don't Stop Believing.
God damn it. She really got my ass. How'd you know that?
Because the only time I've ever sang karaoke with you, that's the song we've sang together.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. I really think I hit that shit when I'm drunk in the bar at 2 a.m.
You and I both.
Good job, Pillison.
Thank you. I'm catching up. And you're not giving me easy ones.
It's 3-4. Describe your first thought of Mad in one word. Your first thought of Mad in one word.
I have like four like thoughts. Insane. Spooky. Crazy. Wild. Drunk.
You got to give me a final answer here.
Was one of those it?
That's fucking cheating.
Okay.
You literally can't cheat.
Crazy.
She's a crazy, crazy
girl.
Allie.
I know my BF.
Are you
my
cheating? Biffle. Are you fucking cheating? She's over there.
I literally asked
There's like a mirror behind me. That's why
I asked you for a hint and you literally said, no cheating.
I thought you were going to lock in insane and I was like, yes.
No.
It's over for you bitches.
Well, technically, I did lose because I could see by the look on your face that it wasn't...
Insane.
Insane.
Yeah, but I also didn't give you any hints about crazy being it.
True.
Okay, so we only have 8 check marks on the board. I've only asked...
You've only asked 3 questions.
3 questions? Okay. Well, that fucking adds up then. The math is mathing.
The math is math.
All right, I'm done fucking around, okay? I'm done playing easy ball. All
right, give me... Those were not easy, but give me a hard one.
That one's really hard. I'm going to go for it.
Okay.
Because I have talked about this multiple times.
Okay.
If you could get a house in a remote place on Earth, where would it be?
Montana.
I love Montana, but Belize.
Oh, I've never heard you say that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm always like, I want to get a house on the beach in Belize and drink coconuts with a random Belizean dog.
Okay, fine. You win that one, but I don't think I've ever heard you say that.
I swear to God, I talk about that. Maybe I talk about that with Carson.
Yeah, Belize, I didn't even.
Never would have thought that.
Never would have thought. That's okay.
We can scratch that one then. Fuck it.
No, it's fine.
You want to leave it?
I'll play fair.
All right. Okay. This is a good finisher. What did Mad want to be when she was a kid? This was like all I talked about for years. I almost didn't know how to spell it. That's how much it wasn't meant to be.
My God, why do I not know this?
This was like my, really what I thought I was going to do. Like my long childhood, lifelong goal.
When did you decide you didn't want to do it anymore?
The second I realized I had to go to like 8 years of school and it was fucking hard as fuck. And they were also like the most depressed group of people on the planet.
I bet.
Aw, no. But that's sad. A lawyer.
A lawyer. I never knew that. You would be a good lawyer.
Everyone always told me you're such a good...
I did not know that.
You're such a good little arguer. You're so good at, you know, making your point.
I would also like to point out that you didn't cross the tally mark when it got to the fifth one. And that makes me want to jump off a bridge. And that's on attention to detail being my thing.
I
would have
just kept going forever and ever.
You just have to count each one.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. That's honestly a little bit embarrassing. I also don't know if I spelled lawyer right, but...
Lawyer? You did. Lawyer.
Lawyer.
Yeah.
I had to sound it out in my head.
Okay, so Madison wins.
Whoop, whoop.
Good job. That was fun.
I can't believe you got fucking, you need a lobotomy.
Because... What other phrase have we said a lot recently?
No,
like we go through phases of phrases.
Certain words, yeah.
Phases of phrases.
Phases of phrases?
Okay, so now we're going to do would you rather. Would you rather be on death row for a crime you didn't commit and the most important person of your life is free, but they committed the crime, or be free, but the most important person in your life is on death row for a crime you committed?
Oh my God, that's fucking terrible. That's actually really terrible.
My evil laugh.
I know, like she's so excited to just cause me inner turmoil. Okay, so here's the question. If you're on death row and they committed the crime, is it because they like snitched you out or like they made you, you know, they got you in trouble or did you just take the fall?
No semantics. Come on now.
God damn it. I knew you were going to call me out for that. I'd rather be on death row.
Really?
For sure. Because I would never be able to live with myself.
Yeah.
Sending someone I love to death.
Yeah.
For a crime I committed.
That's the best answer possible.
Like honestly. Life can't go on after that.
Yeah.
And you know, if I die, first off, I get to be dead. Fucking sweet. Second off, they have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah. Rude.
I get to be dead.
They have to deal with that.
Yeah, like that sounds a lot worse for sure.
For sure.
I mean, like being in the actual process of being on death row and like getting injected, terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. I'm sure I'd be regretting this answer at that point. But
yeah, but since it's a hypothetical.
It's hypey, it's a hypey-thetty.
No, that all around was pretty terrible.
Okay. Would you rather fight a horse sized duck? Or 100 duck-sized horses?
Probably a horse-sized duck, because 100 duck-sized horses whoop my ass. Let's be real. I'm losing either way.
That's a hell of a lot of duck-sized horses.
No matter what size the ducks are, how many mini horses are, like, I'm done.
A horse-sized duck is going to annihilate you, dude.
So are 100 mini horses.
People are watching the podcast like, what the fuck is going on right now?
Silly goofy ball.
Listen, sometimes you just need a night to just relax and talk about tiny horses and large ducks.
Yes.
Okay. So large duck it is. Mm-hmm. That's fair. Me too, probably.
Large. Yeah, duck.
What the fuck is so funny?
This is the stupidest question. Would you rather have a child made of pee or a pee made of a child?
What?
I don't know.
What do you mean a pee made of a child?
A child made of pee.
That can't be a for real question. Like somebody actually fucking sat down on the internet and typed that out.
I can't fucking breathe right now.
Like a...
You actually analyzing the question? I think it was fake.
Okay, I was gonna say what,
but
the
it's real.
Fuck.
At the same time. Huh. Okay, ready?
What is she about to?
I hate this. It's so funny. Would you rather poop every time you orgasm, or have a 5% chance that you will say the N-word with the hard R every conversation you have.
Oh my God. That is, first off, not what the fuck I thought you were going to say. And what do you mean? A 5% chance?
Like, are you willing to risk it?
I shit every time I orgasm?
Yeah.
Why do I have to answer this on the internet, bro? I guess if I'm being politically correct, like, I guess I'm pooping when I orgasm. But like, I really don't want that.
Yeah, I mean, it's only a 5%. 5%
is not very high, but watch, it's going to happen at the... I'm like talking
every
to Obama.
Conversation you
yeah,
have
no, I'm like,
Obama.
The one opportunity I have to talk to
yeah,
Obama is
you
like...
You have to poop. You have to do the shitting, the orgasm.
I guess I'm never, you know, having an orgasm again, but...
It's okay, you're married.
Yeah.
He'll just have to...
Does that mean my sex life is over?
No, he'll just have to get used to it. So maybe he'll be into
pooping
it.
Pooping everywhere? I hate that this is going on the internet.
Okay, your turn.
Would you rather fall deeply, irrevocably in love with your first cousin and get married and have a very happy life together... But it's your first cousin. Or never fall in love and never get married. Spend the rest of your life looking for love.
Fuck you. Gonna ruin my life with this.
That's a toughie.
I'd rather fall in love and be happy.
With your cousin?
We don't need that. The semantics don't matter. At the end of the day. Right? Because what am I, be alone and fucking miserable for this? But we just won't procreate. We won't have kids. I don't want kids anyways.
I'm pretty sure it's illegal to marry your cousin.
Then no one has to know.
That's fair. You know, as long as you're agreeing not to procreate.
Yeah.
But like everybody knows. Everybody in town knows that you guys are cousins and you're together. Like this isn't a hidden secret.
Yeah, you heard my answer.
Aw, she's a lover girl at heart.
You would rather be alone and miserable forever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. I don't think that I would feel complete in my relationship if I couldn't have kids.
See, but I don't want kids.
And like, you can't have kids with your first cousin.
Yeah, but I don't want kids.
Yeah, that makes sense for sure.
Yeah, I don't want to date.
I just have to fill my life with other things,
well,
I guess.
But it depends. Like, do I actually love my cousin or is it like my actual cousin? Because I can never feel that way for any of my cousins, you know?
I'm glad to hear you say that.
Just needed to put that out there. Okay. Would you rather have to listen to your least favorite music for the rest of your life or have to say "you" from Crank That Soulja Boy every time you say the word "you"?
Definitely Soulja Boy.
Really?
I do that for free. Like, I just do that
every
for
time you're in a business meeting. Would you like to buy this house?
I've had a listing appointment with my old ass clients. Thank you for having me to your house. Yes, 100%. The more we do it, the more I like it. I may just take it up.
You might just start.
I may just take it up as an act of this podcast because
I like it.
Listening to shitty music.
Yeah.
Like, music is so amazing.
Yeah. You would learn to love the shitty music, though.
What is it, like, urban
it's
folk?
Just "You" by Soulja Boy. Let's just Crank That Soulja Boy.
Yeah, no, that would be horrible. Like, that's the only song you can ever listen to again.
"You Crank That Soulja."
This is so fucked up. I'd first like to clarify, I did not make up this question. This is on the internet.
I'm scared.
This is outlandish, dude. Would you rather have sex with a goat and no one finds out, or not have sex with a goat, but everyone thinks that you did? That's a question.
I mean, like, I'm not having sex with a goat. So,
but you want everyone to think you had sex with a goat?
No, but I feel like if everyone thought that I did, I could convince them otherwise.
No, like, everyone is 100% locked in that you had sex with a goat. Like, that's the rumor. That's what people talk about. That's your calling card.
I don't like this question.
Allie fucked a goat.
Everyone thinks I fucked a goat.
Really?
I'm not fucking a goat. The poor goat.
I know, that's hella rude. You can't just
super
fuck a goat.
Rude. Would you rather always have wet socks or always have a popcorn kernel stuck in your teeth?
Oh my God, that's terrible. Like, always and forever?
Mm-hmm.
That's so fucked up, honestly.
Yeah.
Because those are two of, like,
foul.
The most uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
But, like, having wet socks makes me borderline, like, homicidal.
Like, that's me with a popcorn kernel in my teeth. We were just talking about this. It's the worst.
But can you imagine having it in your tooth and not being able to get the satisfaction of getting it out?
That's what I'm saying.
But also, you'd have, like, swamp foot.
I'd rather just, you'd get used to the wet feet. You would never get used to the pain of the kernel in your tooth. No.
No, I'm going to kernel.
Same. That's I'm what going, I would do.
I want the kernel in my mouth.
Yeah. Oh, you want that?
Yeah. I can't have wet socks forever.
Psychopath.
Like in my shoes.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. That would just really be horrible.
Sensory issue overload.
Yeah, no, like sensory, like even my feet are tingling just fucking thinking yeah, about
my
it right mouth, now.
My teeth are like hurting thinking about the popcorn kernel.
Yeah, honestly, I don't really want that either, but yeah. Thank God it's a hypothet.
Very true.
Hey guys, welcome to Bad Therapy episode 17. You know, some weeks, Mercury's in Gakaron and you don't feel great and you're exhausted and you show up anyway and you do it. You get it done. So things might have been a little weird and kooky tonight.
We are filming another pod on Friday, so we're trying to save all of our really good ideas.
Some are really juicy, juicy topics.
We just really wanted to do a lighthearted podcast, so we didn't honestly plan a lot of topics for this podcast, and maybe we will not do that again because...
Here's the thing. I wanted to do an interview.
Yeah, Madison wanted me to tell some...
I wanted her to spill the fucking tea.
The most outlandish stories that I cannot tell on the internet.
Because the funniest part is we have really some funny shit to say.
Oh, we have the worst, best stories.
Like some really entertaining, really funny stuff. But it's like, how much can you just put on the internet for your job, your clients, your parents, your partners to see? Like, you can't just say, we're not caller daddy. We don't want to be caller daddy. We don't...
Although we had a phase.
Yeah, there was like the first two podcasts when my boyfriend was like, babe, what's going on here? But yeah, that's where we're at. So bear with us, stay tuned, and we're just having a good time.
Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and we will see you guys next Thursday.